Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. When it's time to find help for your podcast, you want to make sure you are getting the right kind of support for your business. But how do you know what you need or what kind of support to look for? So today I want to break down for you how to know when you need help and the difference between a podcast producer, a podcast manager, and a podcast strategist. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I am in the middle of a content recording day. I'm going to be honest, I was tired today. I did not want to sit down and record a whole bunch of content. So I'm prioritizing a couple of things I really wanted to get done today, which includes this amazing podcast episode. So thank you for being here. And yeah, it always feels so much better when I sit down and start recording than when I thought it would. You know, if I can just get the toddler to chill and hang out, that helps so much more as well, and not getting interrupted. Somebody had posted on Instagram, and I will share a link to it, but she had posted it's like a traffic light, red, yellow, and green, and what they mean. And she put it outside of her office so her kids know if they can interrupt her or not. That is like on my list this weekend to create. So I'll link to that in the show notes because it's just so great. So the problem we solved this week, I have been in a giant experimentation mode. I know that a lot of business owners can relate. You know, that time when you just are like trying to figure out all the things and why are we doing the things and how can we do things better? That's kind of where we've been. And one of the things we noticed with my podcast and some with our clients, but, you know, everything we do for our clients, we always experiment on me first. And we noticed that the audiograms were not getting as many views as they used to on Instagram and respectively TikTok, because I do post them on TikTok as well. So when I'm talking about these audiograms, it's like when it's a still photo and it'll have an audio clip from the episode with captions and a waveform. And traditionally, we have created these in Headliner. And when we first started creating these, it was like back when Instagram put priority on video. And this was such a great and accessible way for us to create video without having to get our clients on camera, with us having to be on camera, all of those things, right? So things are constantly evolving and changing, and we noticed that they were not getting as many views as they used to. So we started digging and doing some research and decided what we needed to do was try actually using a video clip from the episode. So I have started recording my episodes on video, both my solos and interviews. And so that like leaves me a lot of video to use, right? So that was a no-brainer. Like, we already have it. Let's try it. I more than doubled my views with my audiograms that include the video clip. And so this is the direction that I am going to go and that we are going to encourage our clients to go in as well. One thing is, I really want anything I post and anything I do and spending time on, like in general in my business, to be impactful. And so if I'm going to spend time creating these audiograms, I want them to actually work. And so this has been really a really important piece for me. I did try two versions. One was with the background and the video on top, and another version was just the video. And on Instagram, the version with the background did better. On TikTok, the version that was just the video did better. But because I'm already recording the video, it wasn't hard to create. I will say, if you are like, I am not recording video, a really good way to do this is to just set up your phone and record. Like, when you know you're about to say something impactful, hit record. I've seen a lot of content creators do this, not only when they're recording podcast episodes, but also like when they're doing workshops or anything like that. So, you know, just figure out a way to do that. And if that doesn't work for you and you're still like, I want to do something similar, but I don't want to do it when I'm actually recording my podcast, if you get a transcript of your podcast, go and find the impactful quotes that you really loved and create reels just saying those quotes and saying what you said in the episode, and then post them that way too. So there's a lot of things you can do. I do think though, like those traditional waveform audiograms, I do think they're great and I still love them and I still want to use them in a certain way, but the video clip definitely is going to increase your views. All right, so let's dive into the difference between a podcast manager, a podcast producer, and a podcast strategist. And before we kind of talk about specifically what each of these roles are, I want to say a couple things. One is, if you are a VA who is offering podcast services, listen to this episode because you might need to change your title. And the second one is, knowing when to get help and the type of help you need is also really, really important. Getting help can free up so much brain space and time. I really believe this. You know, as someone who has grown a business, I cannot tell you the value of getting help and support in my business, whether that's been through like a coach or hiring team members. Every time I've done it, it's helped propel my business forward. And if your podcast is super, super important to your business like mine is, getting help can be a game changer. I definitely know that for me, when I finally got help and offloaded a lot of tasks that I was doing, it really improved the quality and content of my podcast. And that is an important part of like growing a podcast and something we're definitely going to be talking about more here or later. But if you are doing everything last minute because it's taking up so much of your time, you're not going to have the same impactful podcast episodes that you would if you had people helping you. And I think, you know, time is a huge factor for needing help. And it's okay to say, I don't have time for this and I need help. And I truly believe that not just in my business and in my podcast, but in like other aspects of my life as well. You know, I've been really thinking about the fact that I spend all day Sunday cleaning my house and I really would love to get some help with that. So, you know, time is a huge thing. Time is so precious. When we're doing multiple things, when we're wearing a lot of hats, that time can slip away so fast. And so, if you feel like, you know, hey, my podcast is super, super important, but I just do not have the time to give to it, it may be time to ask for help. Now, here's another reason why you may need help with your podcast, and that's because you don't know what the next steps are for your podcast, or you're wondering what the next steps are. You're wondering how you can get to the next level, how you can grow, and you're not sure. Or you're wanting to make a shift either in your business or with your podcast, and you want to make sure that it's aligned with what you're doing. Those are also some really, really valid reasons to get support for your podcast. I know that as a business owner who's gone through a couple of evolutions, anytime I'm thinking through wanting to make a shift, getting some outside perspective and some outside help has been instrumental in that shift feeling not necessarily aligned, because I wouldn't make the shift if it wasn't aligned, but having that shift feel energetically right and making sure we're moving in the right direction. Like, I feel like that is so important, again, when you're spending so much time on something. And so it's totally okay to ask for help in those moments and to not necessarily know what you're doing. I know that when a lot of clients come to us, they'll say, like, I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. Like, I feel like I'm doing all the things, but I'm not sure that I am. And I just don't know if what I'm supposed to do to get over to this next step. And so that's really one of the key things I want you to take away from this is, like, you know, there's so much more than podcast editors out there. There are people who can help you with your content. There are people who can help you with your growth, specifically me people. That's what I do. That's what I help people with, are those things, you know, and constantly looking at measurements and metrics and seeing, like, are we moving in the right direction? And I think that support can be huge when you're doing something that's out of your wheelhouse, right? So let's dive into the different types of help and support that you can get for your podcast. First of all, I want to clarify what an editor is versus, like, a podcast manager, podcast producer, podcast strategist. So when I am talking about editor, I am specifically talking about someone that edits your podcast. That's all they do. They edit the podcast, they give it back to you. That's it. They're listening through it. And, you know, and we can really get into the weeds here because there are even different definitions of what editing is. And I know that there are editors out there that charge for different types of editing. For us, editing is listening through an episode all the way, taking out the things, adding in the things that are needed, getting it ready for publishing, like, end of story, done. That's what we think editing is. That's how we approach it here. But I want to make sure that you understand, when you're looking for an editor, like, their wheelhouse, their zone of genius is editing, and that's what they do. They edit. Okay. So let's now dive into what a podcast manager is. So a podcast manager is someone who is not only going to, you know, edit all the things, right? So we're talking about editing. Maybe they do all these things, maybe they don't. But their main job is to make sure that everything is done and scheduled on time. Managing, to me, is exactly that. It's managing the podcast. It's making sure that we are on schedule, that we have things in place. Some managers may even help you with guests and things like that. But it really is, to me, this is about systems and processes, and that is a podcast manager. For us, how we have always packaged up podcast management has also been with editing and show notes and all of those things, right? Because those are all a key part of managing the podcast and making sure that things get done, is making sure that it's edited, making sure that there are really great show notes, making sure that graphics are created, and then making sure all of that is scheduled on time. So if you're wanting someone to not only help you with the editing, but then to help you with the things that come after the editing, a manager is a really good place to look and a good position to kind of look for. But what I want you to understand is that an editor is not necessarily a manager, right? And so you cannot hire an editor and expect them to be able to do all these things, especially at a lower price point that we sometimes see editors advertise. So just go into it knowing, like, okay, I not only need help with the actual doing of my podcast, but I need help with everything that comes after, so it's not stressing me out. Then you want to look for someone who has those qualifications and who can actually step in and manage the doing of the podcast, if you will. If you have a podcast but are overwhelmed with how to use it to grow your memberships, group programs, and consulting services, it might be time to rethink your podcast strategy. And that's what we do. Through our strategy consulting intensives and podcast refreshes, we take a holistic and integrative approach to creating an action plan so your podcast actually helps your business grow. For more info on how to book your intensive or refresh, head to wildhomepodcasting.com. And so then, how does that differ from a podcast producer? And can I tell you, like, my team and I have really struggled with these definitions over the years because I feel like they've really changed. When we think of podcast producer, and I'm saying we, like, as a general we, like, everybody, we, not just my team, I think a lot of us think about, like, those podcasts where the producer is sitting in the room with them while they record, and they may be doing research and things like that. And absolutely, I definitely think all of that falls under the definition of a podcast producer. Now, for business owners who have a podcast, I don't necessarily need somebody in the room with me, and I don't necessarily need someone doing research and helping me write episodes. That's not the production value that I need. For me, the production value is after and also in the planning of content. And that's where I believe that a podcast producer really comes in handy. So a podcast producer is not only going to be managing the podcast and making sure that all the things are getting done and that post-production is going really well, but they're also going to be making sure that, hey, are we doing the right things we need to be doing? Are we creating content that is in alignment? When we're editing the content, are we listening to make sure that this content is serving our audience and the podcast hosts, right? So now we're getting into that production value. You know, should we be improving the intro and outro? Should we be putting ads in certain places? Should we be making a plan for an upcoming series based on something that they are promoting? Some of this, yes, does sound a little bit like strategy, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But I feel like a podcast producer really does have their hands in a lot more than just a podcast manager. And this has been such a hard definition for me and my team because we're not writing episodes and we're not necessarily researching things that go in episodes, but we are definitely involved in a lot more aspects of the episodes than just, say, a manager or an editor. And that really is where the value comes in for a podcast producer, right? It's like having someone on your team who is super invested in the podcast and its growth and if it's doing well. And I think that really is the difference between all of these is there's like different levels, right? And a podcast producer is going to want to make sure that, like, not only are we producing content that feels right and is aligned, and not only are we doing all the right things during post-production, but we're also talking about, like, okay, what's coming down the pipeline? How are we sharing this? How are we getting this in front of more people? You know, what can we do on our end to improve what we're doing? They're constantly asking questions, looking and evaluating. And that's really what we do. And so through the years of Wild Home Podcasting, we have definitely gone through these phases ourselves of just being editors to being podcast managers to being podcast producers now is where we are now. So I think it's kind of fascinating as we're talking about this. I'm like, oh, I see how we've evolved as a company and the services we offer, because we have learned that a lot of our clients, they want more of that really high touch podcast in the trenches with them. That's what they really want from us. And so that's why we have moved to podcast production. And so if you're wanting post-production help with your podcast, you know, ask yourself, what are the things that I need help with? And that'll really help you determine, like, do I just need an editor? Or do I need somebody who can help me manage the podcast? Can I get somebody who can help me schedule all the things? You know, scheduling all the things, that is such a thing for me. Because inevitably I'm like, oh, that'll take me 2 seconds. And then inevitably I'm doing it at midnight before. So being able to give that to somebody else who's staying on top of a schedule and managing that schedule and making sure that we are always working on that schedule has been such a game changer and has helped me actually with content in other areas because I'm able to get things scheduled ahead of time. And then, you know, the thing about podcast producer is that now we can actually, like, sit down and talk about all of these things that I've been discussing, right? And, like, how it applies to me and my podcast. And so it really is, I feel like the production is a little bit more hand-holding. And so if that's what you're needing, if you're wanting somebody to come in and, like, maybe fix what you're working on and work on making things better, not just the systems, but also, like, the episodes and the show notes and the graphics and the YouTube videos, all of those pieces, then I definitely think you're looking for more of a producer. And so that brings me to strategy and what the difference is between all of these and a podcast strategist. So a podcast strategist, when you sit down with them, they are not going to be doing any editing, managing, producing, right? They're not doing any of that. How I view podcast strategy and what I do, my job is to look at how the podcast is supporting your goals and how you are growing your podcast. Everything is encompassed within that, right? So when I say how the podcast is supporting your goals, that's your business. That's everything that's going on in your business. And so when I sit down to talk strategy with clients, we are talking about everything. It really is a holistic view of your podcast and your business and how they are working together. Like, we're not just talking about the podcast, because if we're just talking about the podcast, that's not going to help us truly understand everything that's going on in the business and how it's related. And then when we start to talk about podcast growth, then what we're talking about now is all things that relate back to the business, because we want to make sure that we're growing the podcast and the business together, right? They're moving together, they're working together. And so as the podcast is growing, we want to make sure that we're being intentional and strategic about our choices with our podcast so it supports our business. And that really is the difference, because a podcast manager, a podcast producer, we're just looking at the podcast, but a strategist should be looking at so much more than just the podcast, especially when you're having the conversation about how the podcast is supporting my business. And so how do you know if you need help from a strategist? I would say the big thing is if you feel like you are not generating leads, you're not generating content, you're not using your podcast every week in a way that is in alignment to help you grow your business, it might be time to look at some strategy. Strategy does also include content. And so thinking about content and if it's aligned and if it's helping you sell your products and services and your memberships and your group programs and all of those things as well, right? And so if you're asking yourself these questions, you know, is my podcast actually helping me grow my business? And if you're not able to answer that clearly, then it might be time to get some help from a strategist. So I really hope that this episode has helped clear up what these different roles are and when you need help from each one. And there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, all I want right now is an editor. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, we work with a lot of people who come to us because they're ready to completely offload their podcast and they just want podcast production. That's all they want. And then we work with people who really just need help with a strategy and mapping out an action plan, and they can take it from there because they already have teams in place. And so there's different levels of awareness and what you need. And there's different levels of, you know, the business evolution, the podcast evolution, and the support that you need in those different times. And that's totally okay. And again, I said at the beginning of this episode, like, if you're a VA and you're offering podcast services, I hope that you listen to this and you said, maybe I'm actually a podcast manager, or maybe I'm actually a podcast producer. Because I think one of the biggest mistakes we've made in our business is not claiming what we do or being afraid of the definition and following, like, picking a definition for us that makes sense and then sticking to it and following that and saying, like, this is what we are, this is what we do. And I think there's so much value in that. So if you are listening to this and you also work in the industry and you were thinking about it that way, please let me know, because I'd love to know. And I think that's such an important thing. So if you do need support and help and you're looking for this kind of help for your business, of course, we would love to help you. You can head to wildhomepodcasting.com and shoot me an email and we can talk about the level of support that is right for you. But I really hope this got the wheels turning. And so the next time you say to yourself, you know, maybe I am ready to seek out some help for my podcast, then you'll know what kind of support you need. And that'll help you pick somebody that's really aligned and can really, really help you grow your podcast in the way that makes sense for you and your business. Have a great week, and I will be back with a new episode. And thank you again so much for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. Thank you so much for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast content kit by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next week.